Members of the lesbian and gay community in Halifax were invited to a public meeting yesterday to learn more about a seniors' residence proposed for the grounds of St. John's Church on Halifax's Windsor Street. The home would welcome people of all sexual orientations. The CBC's Paul Palmiter spoke to Louisa Horn, one of the board members for Spirit Place.
Louisa, we're gathered here at this senior center in South End, Halifax. You're about to make a presentation to some people here from the gay and lesbian community. What kinds of things are you telling them about Spirit Place?
Well, the group has invited me to come today to talk about the genesis of the idea around Spirit Place, how the whole concept came to be. So for St. John's United Church, it's been over 6 years that we've been working on our strategic plan, basically, and determining how, as a church, we want to continue to live our vision and mission. And so Spirit Place grew out of that planning process, and as an affirming congregation, we are also planning that this complex will be an affirming complex, the first of its kind in Canada, which means it's open and welcoming to all, but with a specific focus on stating it is GBLT positive.
So you're saying that you're welcoming them, but does it really change in any other way the people that are coming there?
The impact of stating that you're an affirming complex means that you go through a process of learning, of understanding what the implications might be. And quite frankly, I don't know what they'll all be yet for Spirit Place, but it certainly relates to staff training of any staff who may work there. It relates to making sure that all persons who wish to live there understand that it is, in fact, a GBLT positive environment. It's open to all, but that is a specific commitment that as an affirming complex, as an affirming congregation would do, you state that and you are specifically welcoming and you look at your programming, you look at your terminology, you look at the way that you work with people to ensure that, in fact, all of the things that you do meet with that. So it's not like it means something in terms of the design or structure necessarily, but it certainly means something in terms of the ethos and the climate and the environment that that people will live in, and to make sure that, that's well understood by all residents.
The picture of the building, is it looks like it's going to be a beautiful sight. But it's a little on the tall side for the actual rules that are in place. Now, how do you plan on getting around that?
Well, we're in the process of an application to HRM for a planning and development agreement process. That is what you do when you are looking to build something that's outside of a zoning for a particular area. So it's not an unusual process. It's a very well-defined process within the city.
We should mention it. So it's a seven-story building you're proposing.
Part of the structure would be seven stories. It steps down at the back end where the church is indicated to be. It's really no different than what's there right now in terms of about a two-and-a-bit story building at the Willow Street end. It's 15 feet higher than the existing structure, the peak of the existing structure. So certainly height is a question, and that's part of what this whole process of working through the HRM process is all about.
Any timelines on it?
The next step is an information meeting that the planning department organizes, and we're looking forward to that. The public debate is excellent. We're certainly keen to continue to listen and revise and modify the thinking as we go forward, because the intent is to have something that's a real asset for the neighborhood, to allow people who wish to age in place in their own neighborhood to do so. They have very limited opportunities right now for that, and many people don't want to move to the outskirts of the city. They've lived in that neighborhood forever. We've been in that neighborhood for a very long time, and we have lots of folks who want to stay there. They don't want to have to move away.
What has the reaction been to a facility that's gay and lesbian friendly?
Very positive overall. I mean, it's important to keep it clear that it is open and inclusive for all persons, and sometimes that gets misperceived in the way that the message comes across, but it is GBLT positive. It's not GBLT exclusive. It's inclusive as opposed to exclusive. And for our congregation, it's been a very positive process that the congregation has become affirming. So I have every reason to believe that it will be a very positive situation for this whole complex. And that's the reaction that we're getting from the majority of folks.
Louisa, thank you for time.
No problem.
Hugo Dan is the executive director of the Nova Scotia Rainbow Action Project.
We know that there are prejudices that still exist, and people do sometimes have difficulty with neighbors or with landlords.
So far, reception has been positive. Lynn Murphy says she'd love to move in.
It's good to have that option there. It was very interesting to hear Louisa describe the whole process by which this was developed.
There are some hurdles to overcome. The seven-story structure would violate height restrictions. An application is being made to HRM that could pave the way for the project to move forward. Paul Pometer, CBC News, Halifax.